This is the Janet Murray Show, episode 263.
You're listening to the Janet Murray Show. Tune in every week for practical marketing advice that will help you make more money in your business. And now, here's your host, Janet Murray.
Hello and welcome to the show. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about why I've changed the name of my podcast from the Soulful PR Podcast to the Janet Murray Show. Listen in to find out what's changed. If you're a regular listener to the podcast, you've probably noticed the show has had a makeover, including a change of name. So I thought that I'd better record a special podcast so I can explain the changes to you and give you an idea of what to expect over the coming episodes. And if you're completely new to the show, then it's a great opportunity to get an idea of what to expect. So why have I changed the name of the show? Well, I think that the very first episode of the show tells you everything that you need to know. It went out in November 2015. It's just a few minutes long, so I'd love you to have a listen to it.
Hello and welcome to the Soulful PR Podcast. My name's Janet Murray and I help entrepreneurs create PR opportunities for their business and brands. Essentially, this is about getting media coverage in magazines, newspapers, and on radio and TV. But it's also about PR in the broader sense. That's everything from your website, online marketing and social media, to what you wear, or even how you answer the phone to prospective clients. I'll be using my experience as a journalist and editor on national titles like The Guardian to share insider tips on how to get great media coverage. And I'll be interviewing some fantastic guests, people who are brilliant at creating PR opportunities for their businesses, and getting them to share practical tips and strategies you can apply to yours. So if you're new to PR or looking for fresh ideas, head over to episode 1, where I explain more about what PR is and how it can help your business. And in the meantime, if you're looking for free resources to help you with your PR, hop over to my website at janetmurray.co.uk.
Now, it's pretty cringeworthy for me to listen back to that. I think I'm a much better podcaster now than I was then because I've had quite a few years of experience now. But that's not really the point. I hope that you picked up when you were listening to that when I first started out with this podcast and actually in my business, I was focused on PR in the kind of narrow sense. So I was focused on PR in terms of getting coverage in newspapers, magazines, and on radio and TV. Now, I do acknowledge in that first episode that PR is so much more than that. And I think I've been very aware of that all along. But I think I realized that in order to stand out to start off with, I needed to have a niche. And this is something that I advise you all the time. It's really important. People love working with specialists. And I think it's really important to have a niche and that can really help you stand out. So that's certainly what I went for when I first started my podcast. But over the past few years, the nature of my work has changed. So while I'm always advising my clients and always telling you on the podcast that it's really, really important to have a niche, also it's important to listen to your customers and your clients and to listen to what they're telling you that they need. And that's certainly something that I've done over the last few years. And to put this into context for you, what I'm going to do is just read you the most popular podcast. Just before I sat down to record this podcast, I went to have a look at my podcast download statistics and I had a look at what have been the most downloaded episodes in the last year. So here's a list of them. Number one, 4 things you should do to promote your business every day, episode 166. That was a solo episode. Number 2, how to develop a social media strategy for your business with Warren Knight. That was episode 199. Number 3, Instagram strategies that work, episode 213 with Sarah Tasker. Number 4, how to use LinkedIn to grow your business with Mark Williams, episode 185. Number 5, SEO made simple with Martin Huntbatch. So that's search engine optimization. So how to get found in Google. That was episode 167. Number 6, how to get more engagement on Instagram, episode 196. That was a solo episode. Number 7, how to explain what you do in 10 words or less. That's episode 174, also a solo episode. Number 8, how to build a thriving online community, episode 197, Emily Quinton. Number 9, how to get more engagement on your Facebook page, episode 192. And number 10, how to plan a social media campaign for a launch, episode 178, also a solo episode. So I think that list pretty much tells you what you need to know about what my audience are struggling with and what they need help with. And you'll notice that in that list, there is no press or there is no PR. Now, that's not to say that the people that I work with don't want that and don't need that, but certainly higher on their list of priorities is promoting their business in other ways. And actually, there's a lot of social media in there. So what I've really started to do over the last few years is to listen to what my customers and clients are telling me that they want and to create that content for them. And if you're in my membership or you know about my membership, you'll know that the content in there has changed a lot. So when I first started out, that was very much focused on helping people to promote their business through press. So lots of stuff about press releases and pitching to journalists and promoting yourself in that way. But now it's very much about promoting yourself in the broader sense. So we look at 4 key areas. So how to promote yourself through a blog or a vlog or a podcast so that you can attract traffic to your website. How to promote yourself through email marketing. The money really is in the list. So how to build up your email list, how to communicate with your email list, how to actually make sales on email. That's the kind of thing that I'm covering in my membership. Social media marketing, really important. How to promote yourself and your business on social media and how to use that to generate leads and sales for your business. And then, of course, press and PR is in that mix, but it's just one of a number of key areas that I think you need to be focusing on. So a few months back, I posted in my free Facebook group, and I've got 12,500, I think 13,000 members in there now, to say that I was thinking of changing the focus of my work. And lots of you said that I was making a mistake. And you said things like, it's really important to have a niche. It's really important to be known for one specific thing. It's really important, you know, you've got this niche of press and PR. You're not just another of these online marketing type people. And, you know, that makes you really stand out. That makes you different. And I took all of this feedback on board, and I really do listen to feedback. I do listen to what people are telling me that they want or need, but there was a real problem with it. And the problem was, is that it's all very well being known for press and PR. And I can talk about that topic until the cows come home. I've written a book about it. It's, you know, I love talking about it and love helping people with it. But actually day to day, that's not actually what I'm helping people with. So in my membership community, and also online, I'm helping people promote themselves much more effectively. And actually, and I've grappled with this over the last few months as to what to call myself, but I think what I really do and what I'm really good at is helping people with marketing and specifically online marketing. For me, PR is just one of a number of things that you can be doing online and offline to promote your business. For me, it kind of comes under marketing and always has done. It's like a specialism, I guess, that comes as part of marketing. But I've arrived at the decision that I think what I do day to day is I really help people with marketing. So that's what I'm going to be talking about going forward. But there's something else I think that's really important about that, is that I was starting to feel a little bit disingenuous talking about press and PR all the time, because although I think that press and PR is great and it can be really great for your business, and in particular, it's really good at credibility. It's really good for giving you that bling to put on your website to say, as featured in the BBC, as featured in the New York Times, as featured in Forbes. All of that is brilliant for your credibility. But actually, when it comes to making sales in your business, if you were to ask me the one thing that's the game changer for making sales in your business, GDPR or not, it's email marketing. If you can get in people's inboxes and you can get their permission to keep in touch with them by email, then that's where you're going to make the sales. And that's where I've consistently seen the making money part of it happening in my business through my email marketing, not through press. So I was getting to the stage where, and although whenever I got up on a stage and talked about press, I would always qualify it by saying, this is really good. This can make you leads and sales, but actually only if it's part of a wider system for promoting your business, only if you're also blogging, only if you're also doing email marketing, only if you're also doing social media. If you're expecting to get one article in Marie Claire and your whole business to explode, you're probably going to be disappointed. But I was starting to feel a little bit disingenuous because I was talking about this press and PR thing, which is important, but alone it is not enough to get you the kind of leads and sales that you're probably looking for. The other thing about it as well is that I'm increasingly conscious of the need for business owners to be making their own media. It's one of the reasons why I changed the whole premise for my live event, Media Influence Live, this year, which is happening in July. That's 5th and 6th July 2018, if you're listening in the future. Last year, it was a similar kind of event. So I got 8 national journalists to come along. It was called Soulful PR Live last year, to talk about what they were looking for in a story, how to pitch, how to come up with ideas, how to find journalists online, how to follow up and chase, and whether you need to write press releases and pitches and all of that good stuff. So that was my event last year. But I was increasingly becoming aware that actually making your own media can be just as important, if not more important and influential, than getting press coverage. So that's reflected in my event this year, Media Influence Live. So I still have got, I've got 5 really high profile journalists from the traditional media, but I've also got a really successful podcaster, Emma Gannon, who is making her own media. She's got a really successful podcast, and that is leading to traditional press opportunities for her. I've also got Jess Dante. She's got the Love and London YouTube channel, and essentially she's made her own TV show, and that is helping her to build her business. And I've also got Charlotte Jackman, who has a very successful online magazine, and again, that is helping her to build her business. And the thing that struck me so much over the last few years and in my journey as a content marketer, because basically that's what I do, you know, I don't just do press, I do some press to promote my business, but I also create content, a lot of content, to promote my business. And the thing that just has stuck out for me so much over the last few years is that we don't need to wait to be picked anymore. I'm from a traditional media background. I spent 18 years writing and editing for national newspapers and magazines like The Guardian. But I'm not convinced that that is the right way or the only way for you to have a successful business. I actually think that making your own media, and certainly it's been my experience in terms of my own blog, my own podcast, the content that I'm creating every day in my business, that's what's really moving the needle for me in my business. The press stuff is great. It's great for credibility. It's great for authority. It's really important. But what's really moving the needle for me in my business is the fact that I'm making my own media. I'm not standing around waiting to be picked by the likes of The Guardian, the BBC, The Telegraph. I'm getting known. I'm getting recognised. You're listening to this podcast now because I made my own media, because I made the decision not to wait around for somebody to put me on BBC Radio 5 Live or Radio 4. I made the decision to get out there and make my own media. So that is another very, very important reason why I think it's time for me to move on from the press and PR stuff. It's not to say I won't be doing it anymore. I won't be talking about it. I think it's still very, very important. I've got a book about it. Your press release is breaking my heart. But I am going to be talking about promoting your business in a much broader sense. And they are the honest reasons for it. I feel that in the current climate, it would almost be disingenuous for me to carry on with this niche of press and PR and talking about all of that, when I know that actually, if you really want to move the needle in your business, you need to be thinking about media in a much broader sense. Yes, go after press. Yes, go after the articles in Grazia, Marie Claire, New York Times, all of that stuff. But be aware that what's going to really move the needle in the business, your business, is going to be the content that you create. And also that if you're out there creating your own content and making your own media, then you're much more likely to get spotted by the traditional press anyway. I'm doing a few shifts next month, actually, at The Guardian. I'm covering for an editor there. I don't do it very often, but I usually say yes if they ask me. And I know that during that time, if somebody gets in touch with me and they want to write for me or they want to be included in an article that we're putting together, the first thing I will go and do is check them out on social media. And particularly if they want to write for me, I'm going to want to see if they've got a blog, because I don't want to commission somebody to write for me where I'm going to have to spend hours editing it. So if they've got a blog or if they want to do some multimedia content for us, I'm going to check them out. And similarly, if I was a TV producer or radio producer, I'm going to want to go and see, are they going to be okay on screen, or is it okay to put them on the radio without them falling apart? And if they're podcasting, if they're making YouTube videos, if they're just doing Facebook Lives, whatever it is, or even if they're just publishing content on social media, which is about the subject that they say they're an expert in, then that's immediately going to make them more attractive to me. So there's so many reasons why you need to be out there making your own media. And that is really one of the big reasons for this shift for me. So what to expect over the coming episodes? So more of the same. I know that you obviously already enjoy the content and get a lot out of it. A lot of very practical content on how to promote yourself through social media, through email marketing, practical stuff on sales, practical stuff on how to write more effectively. So all of that stuff is going to carry on, but I'm going to be adding in some new bits as well. So we'll still have two shows a week on a Tuesday and a Friday. So practical advice on promoting your business more effectively. Usually Tuesday is a solo episode with just me, and I think we're going to stick with that format. And Friday will be an interview. Something I'm going to be adding, though, is on-air coaching calls. So I'm going to be inviting some of the members of my membership community. They're going to be coming on, and I'm going to be doing live coaching calls with them on very, very specific problems that they've got in their business. I'm going to be spending 20 minutes, half an hour with them to unravel something that they're struggling with. And I'm going to be picking topics that I know that you're struggling with too. I'm not going to just kind of indulge them with something that's very personal to them. I've asked my members to get in touch with me for ideas, for challenges that they're currently having that will be relevant to other people. So those episodes will be very relevant to you because they will be problems and challenges that you're facing in your business right now or may do in the future. The other thing I'm going to be doing is every other month, I think, is what I've planned for the moment. I'm going to be doing specials. So I'm going to take 5 podcast episodes that have been really popular on a particular theme, and I'm going to put them out again over the course of a week. And this is actually an idea that came from one of my mastermind clients, Moira Mackey. She's a fantastic leadership coach. And she said to me one day, she said, "Janet, your podcasts are so valuable and there's so many of them. They're almost like a mini course, some of them." She said, "Why don't you put some of them together and put them out as a series?" So that is exactly, thank you for that idea, Moira. That's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to do the first one at the beginning of June. So actually Monday, the 30th of May, 2018. It's going to be on social media, and over the course of the week, I'm going to put an episode out every day on how to improve your social media engagement. So we'll be covering Twitter, Facebook pages, Facebook groups, Instagram, and LinkedIn. So basically, that will be like a mini course over a week. I think it's a great idea that Moira has put forward. So thanks again for that, Moira. And these are going to be, at the moment, I've planned to do it every other month. So I've got one coming up on sales, one coming up on email marketing. I may well do a special on press as well, because I do think that's still important, but it's just going to be an opportunity for you to really focus in on one thing for a week and get everything that you need, because I know that my podcast library can be a little bit vast. Other than that, I'm going to be carrying on with my guest expert interviews on Friday. So I'll be bringing more experts your way. I know that you appreciate me introducing you to new people. So people like Sarah Tasker, the Instagram expert, Mark Williams, the LinkedIn expert, Jess Lorimer, the sales expert. I do know that you appreciate me bringing those people into your life so that you can go off and find out more and learn more. So I'm going to be carrying on to do that. So I hope that's been helpful for you in terms of an overview of what to expect. If you are a regular listener to the show, I'd love you to get in touch. Drop me an email on janet@janetmurray.co.uk. And I do also want to say thank you at this stage. It seems a bit weird to say thank you at the start of a new phase in the podcast, but I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you listening in every week and letting me know what kind of content you want, what you want more of, what you want less of. You get in touch with me on Twitter, on Instagram, you email me, you really do keep in touch with me and let me know that this is making a difference in your life. And I have to be really honest and say it's hard. Like, putting out 2 podcast episodes a week is hard. And I have to do it even when I don't feel like it, when I'm unwell, when I've got so much on, when I'm in the middle of a launch, when I'm traveling, I have to record ahead. But you keep me going because I know that you appreciate the content, and I know that it's making a difference in your business. So I really do appreciate that. And sometimes people get in touch and say, "What can I do to thank you for this free content?" Well, the best thing you can possibly do is to tell other people about it. So it feels like a really nice time for me to ask you to go out and tell the world about the Janet Murray podcast and tell everyone how great it is and great practical information and advice you can get on your marketing by listening to the show. And thanks so much for being a loyal listener. If you're new to the show, then I look forward to hearing from you in the future. Let me know what you think and let me know what you'd like to hear more or less of.
You've just been listening to The Janet Murray Show. If you enjoyed the show, you can show your appreciation by leaving a review on iTunes. And don't forget to head over to www.janetmurray.co.uk for more marketing tips that will help you make more money in your business.